Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Britain's High Court dealt a blow to backers of Britain's exit from the European Union, or Brexit, by ruling Thursday the government must consult Parliament before starting the disengagement. Proponents of the decision say they will appeal. Former Conservative leader Ian Duncan Smith is not happy with a court decision.
If Parliament passes an act that gives to the British people the right to make a decision, which happened by an overwhelming majority in the House of Commons, does Parliament then have the right to kind of overturn that decision if they wish? And that's what really is at the bottom of this.
Ian Duncan Smith. The International Organization for Migration reports at least 240 migrants, most from West Africa, have died or disappeared in two shipwrecks off the coast of Libya. Lisa Schlein has more.
The International Organization for Migration says most of the migrants already had died by the time rescuers arrived. IOM spokesman Itai Viriri tells VOA about 12 bodies have been fished out of the sea and more are likely to be recovered as the rescue effort continues.
The fact that we are already talking of over 4,200 dead, when the whole of last year we're talking of 3,700, is of huge concern.
Viriri says smugglers are apparently persuading the migrants to make the treacherous journey by telling them now might be their last chance to leave North Africa. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Iraqi troops moved cautiously Thursday through a neighborhood just inside the city limits of Mosul. The soldiers were wary of booby traps as well as ambushes and sniper fire from Islamic State militants. Islamic State fighters in Mosul are being urged to fight to the death by Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. He is their leader. This is VOA News. Afghan authorities said Thursday at least 30 civilians, including many children, were among those killed in fighting between government forces and the Taliban in Kunduz province. The U.S. military confirms two of its soldiers were killed in the fighting and two were wounded. U.S. President Barack Obama is proving to be one of Democrat Hillary Clinton's most vocal surrogates. Thursday on the campaign trail, he mocked Republican Donald Trump as uniquely unqualified to be president.
I'm not on the ballot this time, but fairness is on the ballot. Decency is on the ballot. Justice is on the ballot. All the progress we've made is on the ballot. Immigration reform's on the ballot. A higher minimum wage is on the ballot. Equal pay for equal work's on the ballot. Democracy's on the ballot.
Meanwhile, Trump is accusing Clinton of engaging in a criminal enterprise for her handling of national security material in her emails during her four-year tenure as Secretary of State.
Here we go again with Clinton. You remember the impeachment and the problems. She is likely to be under investigation for many, many years. Also likely to conclude in a criminal trial. This is not what we need in this country, folks.
Two major opinion polls show Clinton still ahead of Trump among likely voters. The New York Times CBS News poll gives her a 45-42% lead. The Washington Post ABC News tracking poll gives her a 47-45% advantage. A veteran diplomat has been made U.S. ambassador to the Philippines. Sung Kim was sworn in Thursday at the State Department by Secretary of State John Kerry. Kerry downplayed Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte's announced separation from the United States, as well as Mr. Duterte's obscenity-laced insults against President Barack Obama.
I am confident about the future of our bilateral relationship, notwithstanding a difference here or there about one thing or another. I am absolutely confident about the ties between our peoples and the affinity for our values and our hopes.
John Kerry. An anti-corruption protest turned violent Thursday in Kenya's capital. Police were caught on video beating at least one journalist and one protester. Amnesty International said Thursday attempts to resolve the issue of the closure of its Moscow office have been stonewalled by city authorities. City authorities are saying the organization owed rent. However, Amnesty says it has documents proving that the rent had been paid through October of this year. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.